What is inflation? Inflation is the general rise in prices of goods and services in an economy. It means that the same amount of money buys fewer things than before. For example, if a loaf of bread cost $1 last year and now it costs $1.20, that is inflation. A small amount of inflation is normal in most economies. However, when inflation is high, it becomes a problem for consumers, businesses, and governments. What causes inflation? Several factors can cause inflation. Some of the most common causes include increased demand. When people buy more products than companies can produce, prices go up. Higher production costs. If materials or wages become more expensive, companies increase prices. Government policies. When governments print more money or spend too much, inflation can rise. Supply chain problems. When it's hard to move goods due to crises or delays, prices often increase. Each of these situations leads to higher prices in stores, restaurants, transportation, and housing. Everyday examples of inflation. Inflation isn't just a number economists talk about. It's something people feel in their everyday life. Here are some examples. Grocery shopping. You go to the store and notice that milk, bread, and vegetables are more expensive than last month. Fuel prices. Gasoline or diesel for your car becomes more expensive, making it harder to travel or commute. Housing costs. Rent or mortgage payments increase, and it's harder to afford a home. Utilities. Electricity, water, and gas bills go up, even if you use the same amount. Savings lose value. If inflation is high and your money is sitting in a savings account, it buys less over time. How inflation affects different people. Inflation doesn't affect everyone the same way. It depends on income, lifestyle, and location. Low-income families are often hurt the most because they spend more of their income on food, transport, and housing. Retired people on fixed incomes may struggle as their money loses value. Workers may ask for higher wages to keep up with rising prices. Businesses may raise prices or reduce the number of employees to manage costs. Even governments face challenges, as they need to control inflation while supporting economic growth. How to protect yourself from inflation? There are a few ways people can protect themselves from the effects of inflation. Budget wisely. Track your spending and focus on essential items. Invest. Putting money into stocks, bonds, or property may help protect it from losing value. Save smartly. Use savings accounts with interest that grows faster than inflation, if possible. Keep learning. Understanding how inflation works helps you make better decisions in life. Inflation around the world. Inflation is a global issue. In some countries, inflation is low and stable. In others, it can be very high. For example, Venezuela and Zimbabwe have experienced extreme inflation where money loses value very fast. In contrast, places like Japan have struggled with low inflation or even deflation, where prices fall. Both situations bring different economic problems. When you read English articles about inflation from different countries, you begin to understand how complex and important this topic is for people around the world. Why learning about inflation matters. Understanding inflation helps you make better financial decisions. Stay informed about your country's economy. Plan for the future. Understand global news and economic trends. If you're learning English and reading articles like this one, you're not only improving your language skills, you're also learning how the world works.